Stellar Feedback in a Clumpy Galaxy at $SIM$3.40, by Iani Al. Giant star-forming regions, clumps, are widespread features of galaxies at Z approximate light-year 1 to 4. Theory predicts that they can play a crucial role in galaxy evolution if they survive to stellar feedback for greater than 50 mir. Numerical simulations show that clumps' survival depends on the stellar feedback recipes that are adopted. Up to date, observational constraints on both clumps' outflows strength and gas removal timescale are still uncertain. In this context, we study a line-emitting galaxy at redshift Z approximate light-year EQ3.4 lensed by the foreground galaxy cluster Abel 2895. Four compact clumps with sizes less than 280% and representative of the low-mass end of clumps mass distribution. Stellar masses less than 2×10^8 m_a dominate the galaxy morphology. The clumps are likely forming stars in a starbursting mode and have a young stellar population, approximate light-year 10 mir. The properties of the Lyman alpha, Lie alpha, emission and nebula far ultraviolet absorption lines indicate the presence of ejected material with global outflowing velocities of approximate light-year 200 to 300 km per second. Assuming that the detected outflows are the consequence of star formation feedback, we infer an average mass loading factor, eta, for the clumps of approximate light-year 1.8 to 2.4 consistent with results obtained from hydrodynamical simulations of clumpy galaxies that assume relatively strong stellar feedback. Assuming no gas inflows, semi-closed box model, the estimates of eta suggest that the timescale over which the outflows expel the molecular gas reservoir, approximate light-year EQ 7×10^8 m_a, of the four detected low-mass clumps is less than 50 mir. This was stellar feedback in a clumpy galaxy at $Z, SIM $3.40, by Iani et al.